Now we come in verse 11 to Joshua. And I think that it's quite definite that Joshua's in the background here. But as we said last time, the names of these men are not mentioned here at all, because actually it's the acts of God that we're dealing with. Verse 11, the sun and moon stood still in their habitation. And that immediately would identify Joshua. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. In other words, the very shining of the sun was like a glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the nations in anger. In other words, when God put his people in that land, he put them in there and removed them because of the sin in their lives. The Amorites that occupied the section in which Jericho was located, they were eaten up with venereal disease. And God moved them out of that land because they would have infected the entire human family at that time, because it was almost a plague among the peoples in those days. Now we read here at verse 13, thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. And there's been a question of whether thine anointed refers to Israel or to the Messiah. And personally, I think it means the Messiah here. Even for salvation with thine anointed, because it's the Lord Jesus that is the Savior, as well as the anointed one, the Messiah. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by laying bare the foundation unto the neck, Selah. And when the anointed one is mentioned here, why, the music is to reach the highest crescendo. This is, I guess, what they call in music fortissimo. This is way up yonder. This is where you need a good soprano and a good basso. And my, I tell you, this is praise unto God for the salvation that he wrought for these people. He delivered them out of Egypt under Moses. He brought them into the land through Joshua. But it was all the acts of God. And it was God making good his promise to them. And this was his salvation to them. Now will you notice, verse 15, thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses through the heap of great waters. And the Jordan River, you remember, was open at the time Joshua brought them into the land.